Hello.
Love Talk Radio.
Now we're on. Are we on air? Let's just assume. Let's assume we are. Linda.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Hello. Here we are again, folks. Hoot and holler. Hopefully we're on the air. I have no clue. We're just going to run with it. Today we found out that Adam Schiff lied when he went out in front of the media and said he had no contact with his whistleblower. He not only had contact, it was him and his lawyer friends who drew up the complaint against Trump. Is there no low the Democrat Party and their constituents will not reach? And I'm not talking about their constituents. I'm talking about their fellow elected officials.
They keep charged for these lies.
Oh, they should be. They should be. But, man, there's so much, and it takes so much to build a case. And then you got to get around all the liberal judges that were appointed by Barack Obama. We see this all the time when they'll deny Trump something, and then later on they'll lose at the higher levels. They know they're going to lose. We know now Bernie's probably going to be out of the election because of his heart. And we know that the big wealthy donors are saying they're not going to contribute to Elizabeth Warren. Matter of fact, she's been in a altercation with Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook the last week. And I keep trying to tell Zuckerberg to come into the light. Walk away from that darkness, Zuckerberg, and walk into the light. You'll have more self-satisfaction out of your life. And then we have all these, across this country, little things starting to pop up, and we're seeing that the Democrats have no low. They'll attack you in a church. They'll attack you at a school. They'll attack you in public. They want to wipe out God. They want to make you learn Islam.
Not smart enough. You can't wipe God out.
Well, that's, yeah, they have no chance of ever doing that, but that's their big push. It's like your kid can't pray in school, but they can, not to God, but they can pray to Allah. You know, it's the trying to crush everything. I had a young person this week. He says, well, tell me what do you think they're doing? I said, what I think they're doing, I'll tell you what I know they're doing. They are pushing to control all energy. They are pushing to control the food. They're pushing to control the water. They're pushing to control where you live, where you work, what you can and can't eat, what you can and can't have, if you can travel or not, and where you can travel to. It's just a total attack by every freedom and liberty we as Americans have enjoyed. They want to take all those away. They want total control. And don't think that they're for the poor or the minority.
They're for themselves.
What they are for is themselves. Exactly, Chad. They are self-serving people. They are self-promoting, self-enriching people. They enrich themselves off the taxpayers' dollars. They use the taxpayers' dollars to finance their orgs that fight the taxpayers. Think of that one. You're paying for your tax dollars. You're paying the people that are fighting you.
I think they're all acting smaller than a kindergarten.
Well,
and their actions, and we can't do that.
When you're letting, when the school system has fallen prey to teachers who are indoctrinating our students instead of educating our students, you know, you see this firsthand around here at my house. I taught my grandkids how to figure out what pi r square was and how to figure out the area of a circle 2, 3, 4 years before they'll get to it in school. I'm currently working with my 6-year-old grandson on square roots. You know, a kid can absorb a lot if he's taught and you take the time and put the patience in to teach. But when you're indoctrinating them, then you're failing to teach. And instead, you're not teaching them how to think, you're teaching them what to think. You are brainwashing them. We see this in this little girl out here pushing for the climate crap and stuff, and she knows nothing. Vladimir Putin, whether you like him or not, he flat out put it how it was. This girl isn't old enough or smart enough, hasn't lived long enough to know the real world.
No.
And when we look, all you got to do is follow the money trail. Who set up the profit off of this green energy? Well, that would be Barack Obama and Al Gore, who are invested in carbon exchanges. Members of Pelosi and Feinstein and others' families who are invested in solar panels and wind turbines and whatever. But there's questions that they don't like you to ask, simple questions, like if we do not use the oil and natural gas, does it quit producing or does it eventually blow up the planet? You know, they won't tell you the truth about anything. They want to make you think that all of CO2 is man-made, all the oil's man-made. Folks, that's so far from the truth, it's not funny. When your tree leaves fall and your vegetation rots and it drifts into the waters, then it goes to the bottoms and it goes through a process and it turns into oil. That's why when you wade into an older pond or something out in the middle of somewhere, you'll get that oily stench coming from the bottom. The smell and the black gook. Folks, that's oil. If we don't use it, it will keep producing. And man hasn't been here a fraction of what the planet's been here. The planets went through heat ups and cool downs before man was ever here. We know this from ice core samples. We know it from tree rings. We know it from excavating sites for archaeology and stuff. We know these things. And the science, and it keeps coming out, that the only science that they've got on their side is the science they've bought and paid for. And, you know, it's kind of sad. What I find saddest is the attacks on the young and the youth of the world through abortion, with the abortion, with the indoctrination, with them, you know, they miss out on so much, can't have playground equipment, you might get hurt. Can't do this, can't do that. How many millions of people did it and survived everything? You know, it's safer for a kid. The truth is, more children die on a bicycle than die from a gunshot. Media will never tell you that part. Well, then they'll probably ban bicycles, who knows. Car wrecks, cell phones, big pharma. Big Pharma far out kills more people than guns. You know, Big Pharma, the ones who only make treatments, they don't make cures because there's no money in cures. And we're constantly seeing, I mean, the guy telling me you need to be a vegan. And I said, why? If I'm a vegan, I got to take supplements, mineral supplements and stuff to keep my body going. And guess who makes those mineral supplements? You got it. Big Pharma. Big Pharma profits. The same people, see, Big Pharma that put in $600 billion trying to keep marijuana illegal. Why? Because marijuana would work to treat a lot of the things and cure a lot of the things. Now we know marijuana cures cancer cells, kills cancer cells. Now we know marijuana actually increases your brain cells. We know so much because we've been lied to. Why have we been lied to? Well, in common everyday life, you're going to run into people that are lied to you to try to make a dime. That's just how it is. You see it with a guy trying to sell you stuff down on the corner or this or that. You know, somebody's trying to make a dime, and they will lie to you to make a dime. We have let our nation be torn apart on any way they can tear us apart. age, sex, color, whatever. I don't know what that was. I myself am always intrigued at how they try to spin and play the races against each other. Why? Because if the races unite, because if we're divided, we can't stand and conquer the attacks that's coming at us. So they got to keep us divided. They got to make up stories and make up lies. I've been arguing with this guy. I didn't argue. He posted something, I posted something, and I left it. And after they started arguing about it, I just walked away because you can't argue with ignorance.
No. You can't argue with ignorance.
Well, especially when they're trying to make it a racist issue that, Obama was the best president and no one will admit it because he was black. It has nothing to do with it. The facts and the statistics say different. What was black unemployment under Obama? What was Obama doing to help the inner cities? Did Obama pass the relief that Trump did to let some people out of prison early? No, that was Trump. As a percentage of the population, my brothers. And I use that word because I don't look at a person's skin. I look at their heart. The people have been duped. You look at the percentage of blacks in the population. It keeps going down. And that's because of abortion and they're killing each other. And because of the handout mentality here. Give them just a little bit and they'll be happy and vote for us. Instead of build them up and get them to where they can actually... take care of themselves and provide for themselves and enrich themselves. I am thrilled when I see kids playing and happy. And I noticed something. Kids aren't really born racist. They have to be taught to be racist. That's the parents' fault. I don't have that. And I've had people say, well, you're a racist. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm married to a Cherokee.
That's taught. That the racism is all taught.
Well, you know my wife, Chad. Yeah, that's why I'm married to a Cherokee. You know my family. You know we have Filipinos, Germans, Blacks,
you got,
all kinds.
You got bad in all colors. I mean, all colors have bad people. But there's a lot of good people in there and good-hearted, God-fearing people out there.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. See, that's why they want to talk Christianity, because Christianity unites different races.
Hello? Can anyone hear me? Oh, my God. Can't hear him either. Oh, my God. This is stupid. Yeah.